What have feelings to do with faith? Shall I share a bit of my process, particularly as doing so might help me make this particular flow more conscious? Samuel Butler offered critical advice to we trying to intentionally author our own lives. We must write down the thoughts that come to us, and when we do, we may find to our surprise the ancestors have some use for our lives. And we must have empathy. How tedious it must be to have to work so indirectly, given these insecure, abandoned children, nutcases, hound us so when we're living. And by the way, this is yet another service these nutcases demand of Trump. He's required to play the nutcase to divert our attention from seeing the real nutcases. Anyway, given they hound us so when we're living. So you see why we must end it. The class system. We honest folk are tired of playing tiptoe round the lost souls in order to get our work done. We actually want to live our lives unbothered by folks with a massive need to prove, quote unquote, their superiority, given the absence of any substance to them. And we much prefer the direct method. Love, feel it, live it, share it, done. So, back to my process. I write down the thoughts that come and try to see a pattern. A pattern which represents for the souls representing for us. Because they got way better vision. What is the golden thread that ties these thoughts together? Work, feelings, God, faith. It feels like a formula for freedom and a very concise summary of my story of discovery. For when I began writing about work, I didn't see that I was on a journey in search of greater understanding of the infinite. A wiser soul could have done seeing this, because work is about all of it. Quote, let a man so account of us, says Paul, as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self, for I know nothing by myself. Yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Unquote from Corinthians. Paul, Proudhon, Prince, all recognize this, that if you want to end the class system, you have to have an alternative, and that the alternative is derived, as Emily knew, from the inside. This is why the individual is the basic unit of political organization, we've been saying, in conditions of freedom. Paul is so fresh, it feels like he was meant for this moment. At the extreme end of the class system, when the statesman's will to dominate us dictate the limits of thought and cut off our continuous growth, threatens to crush entirely the human spirit, and we are so done with them. When the state's will to dominate is total, we can only counter it by reclaiming the all of it from our insides out. Paul, Jesus, saw this 2,000 years ago. But only now have the conditions for freedom so ripened that we can achieve it globally. And it can only be achieved globally. Only now do we have the right means, tools, language, insights, and understanding to recognize globally that separating to the truth means no one else can tell you what work you're here to do. Means the individual must be the basic unit of political organization. And that freedom means that we, like Paul, live our lives far beyond the judgment of this world. That we give ourselves our work. Choose what we do with our own human energy. Determined through our process of hearkening and harmonization, which is attending to the ancestors, the good souls who fought for human freedom.
sanctuary. My soul's sanctuary.
Intensely.